Welcome to the Mind Matters podcast, hosted by Gordon Bruin, a licensed clinical mental health counselor. In this insightful podcast, Gordon explores the intricate relationship between the mind and the brain, shedding light on the fascinating world of psychology and neuroscience. By delving into this complex interplay, the podcast will empower you with a deeper understanding of your mental processes, paving the way for personal healing and growth. Join Gordon weekly as he unravels the mysteries of the mind, offering valuable insights and practical guidance for your mental health and a more profound connection with your inner self.
One of the common issues that I see people struggle with consistently is this dealing with perfectionism. And we got to make peace with that in our lives in order to function in a mentally healthy way in the world. It's good, and I think it's okay to strive for perfection, but don't demand it. Because what happens is that for those who are kind of black and white thinkers, it's all or nothing, it inhibits their efforts to just do things where they can really make a difference in the world. If you're waiting to be perfect in order to start something or do something, you're never going to do it. So it's you just got to do the thing that you have an idea of striving for and doing it. Just try, just do something, and then go through this process. There's a word called iteration, and if you don't know what that means, the word iterate means you just do something over and over and over again, learning from each experience and refining a little bit as you continue to move through life. So if you're thinking of, have a dream, you want to start something, whether it's going back to school, whether it's starting a company, starting at your own small business, whatever it is, don't wait for the perfect moment to do it, because it's never going to come. There is no perfect moment. There's only the process of time. And had a thought this morning coming to my mind. It's always today. It's always today. Meaning like this moment is the most important moment in time. And if we can grab onto it and be fully engaged in it and just make an effort, that's the best that we can do. And that's okay. You know, and now that I said, you know, there's no perfect moment, I do remember a powerful clip from an old Star Trek movie. And it's called The Perfect Moment. Let me, from memory, draw up this dialogue. It was the captain of the starship, Captain Picard, was visiting this planet. And they were monitoring this planet where the inhabitants were really super old, like 400 or 500 years old. And yet they looked in the prime of their lives. They have some technology or ability to evolve to do that. Anyway. And they had gotten rid of all of their weapons by choice. And when Captain Picard and the Starfleet came to monitor this planet, they were thinking, oh, wow, this is really a primitive planet. When in reality, they had been through everything that we'd been through here on this Earth. And by choice, they had gotten rid of all of their weapons of war. And they just focused on more mindful activities, spending time with each other, becoming artisans, growing food, an agrarian culture. Anyway, the movie is called The Insurrection. And at the beginning of that movie, there's like a maybe 3 minute clip of this perfect utopian society. It's just beautiful. But anyway, Captain Picard, coming to know the matriarch of this society, they have a dialogue. And and Captain Picard becomes aware that, man, this group is really more intelligent and mindful and grounded than even we are, with warp capability and warp speed and all that stuff. And here's the dialogue. So she says to him, and this all comes around this word, living a more mindful life in the present moment. She says to him, have you, and they're walking together through in this beautiful little community area, have you ever experienced a perfect moment in time? And Captain Picard says, a perfect moment? She says, yes, when time seemed to stop. You could almost live in that moment. And Captain Picard reflected for a moment. He says, ah, yeah. So he went back in his memory and he said, seeing my home planet from space for the first time. And she says to him, yes, nothing more complicated than perception. She says to him then, see, you explore the universe, but we have discovered that a single moment in time can be a universe in and of itself, full of powerful forces. And she says, most are so unaware of this reality to even notice the present moment. And then Captain Picard says, wow, I wish I had a few centuries to learn this. And she says to him, it took us centuries to learn that it doesn't have to take centuries to learn. That's a powerful little dialogue as it relates to becoming more mindful, becoming more grounded in our lives and what's in front of us right here, right now, doing the best we can to engage, to be engaged in something, in a pursuit that leads to some type of personal accomplishment so that you can feel some value in your life. I was having a dialogue with someone close to me the other day, a good friend. And we're talking about life, and he's a builder. He's a construction guy, and he knows how to just do things. He loves to build things, construct things. He's a project manager at a construction site, and they're building, 400 homes. And he says, it gives me a feeling of accomplishment when I see things completed. It gives me purpose in life. And as I have worked and been wrestling with or engaged with on a journey with many of the clients that I'm seeing right now in my private practice and helping them to find meaning in life, a few of them are really wrestling with this concept. What is the meaning of my life? What am I to do? And anyway, so we're working through that, but there really seems to be something to this idea of being in pursuit of a goal. Not so much in accomplishing the goal. Yes, that's important, but it never ends. And so wrapping your head around that and just being engaged in a meaningful purpose and realize that is the purpose and it never ends, then we don't need to set ourselves up for this constant emptiness as if we're achieving something. So I was reading something of a professional athlete when they won the highest award, NFL championship. They won the Super Bowl, and this player won the most valuable player award. So he had accomplished everything that he had set, his dreams. in the prior years, his dream was to reach this point. And he says that night after that was a very miserable night. He says, I was sitting in the bus after the game, after I received the MVP award. And then it hit him. It's kind of like this cloud of depression came over him. And he's going, now what? Do you see the importance of finding something to be engaged in and finding purpose in that? And I would suggest, of everything that I've experienced in my life, it is a combination of achieving certain things. As I'm reflecting on my life, one of the greatest accomplishments in my life is when I went back to school a little bit later and I received my master's degree in clinical psychology. And, you know, I've like everyone else, wrestling with my own internal demons, negative voices. You're not good enough. You don't have the ability to do it. Just all of that stuff. And, you know, I've wrestled with that stuff my whole life also. And even the reality of doing these podcasts, it's like there's a voice, what are you doing these? You can't do a podcast. You don't know specifically what you're going to talk about. You have to have things perfectly lined out so that you can give people something to draw on and specific steps, action steps. And I go, well, and if I waited to do that, if I waited to have that all perfected, I'm still striving for that, still working on that. Who knows? Maybe I will develop that because I have a dream and a desire to do that. But if I waited till that was done, I would never, ever even do a podcast. And maybe there's just one person in the world that is listening to this now, just one. That says, yeah, I can take one thing from what this guy says. And so maybe I'm doing something positive, but at least I'm striving, I'm trying. So that should give you hope, knowing that I'm even here doing this podcast, and it's far from perfect. Far, far from perfect, but yet I'm willing to put myself out there and just strive. And if there are people who are saying, oh, any negative things, it's okay, man. You know, I have no intention of doing anything but trying to make a difference in a positive way. And that's there seems to be purpose in that. There seems to be something to that as we're striving to make at least a little bit of a positive difference in somebody's life. And I know that the biggest battle, this is truly what I believe. You've heard this statement perhaps before. I've met the enemy, and the enemy is myself. The biggest battle you will ever have is with yourself, with your thoughts, with your internal dialogue, with a negative voice inside of your head. And I would encourage you to make a commitment right here, right now, in this moment, to go to war with that. And I don't believe those negative voices ever completely go away, but you can make a choice to do something about them and always have the last word. Whenever the voice inside says, you can't do this, you're not good enough, you say, watch me, I will do it. I will make an effort. You will not stop me, and I will succeed. I will succeed. You will not stop me. Do that inside of yourself. Don't give up on yourself. This past week, I'm aware of 4 suicides of young men in their, I think they're all between 20 and 30 years old. 4. One, and this is what you just don't know what's going on inside of individuals. One had just been accepted to Annapolis, West Point. You know, and to get into West Point, it's not easy. very competitive, but somehow he let his demons or the perfectionism or whatever was going on in his life get to him to say, I can't face this. I want you to know that there is something inside of you 100% certain that it can deal with whatever it is you're facing right now. There is nothing stronger than you are inside of yourself. Nothing stronger than the positive voice. It is more positive, more powerful than the negative voice that is telling you all the stuff that it's telling you. You can succeed. You can do it. The power is in you. You're like an agent unto yourself. Just make the commitment to continue to confront these voices. Go to war with them. Become the hunter of negative voices rather than the victim of them. It's a law, you know, it's a law of the jungle. It's the way it works. We can either allow those voices to inhibit us, to destroy us, and we've all struggled with it to some extent. But the fact that you are alive here today means that you have withstood them so far. And as time continues to go on and you continue this iteration process over and over again, you will get stronger and stronger, more capable, more consistent, and realize that still, no matter what you do, you're still going to have to deal with those negative voices. They never go away for anybody. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've accomplished. Confidence is an ongoing thing day by day. And because you had confidence or you had confidence in the past, you can lose that confidence. It's not a fixed trait. It is an ongoing day by day thing that we continue to choose for ourselves. And there are certain things, and I'll continue to work on in these podcasts to lay certain ideas out and certain things, hopefully, that can help increase the likelihood that you will find more and more joy in your life as you continue to move forward mindfully, choosing positive affirmations and being aware of your internal dialogue, and realize that every single thought that you give attention to has an impact on your life. So anyway, there's my imperfect podcast for today, but at least I made an effort to do something. And if I can make an effort to do something and put it out there, you can also, whatever it is you're striving, and it may be a lot better, and it may impact the world in a much more significant way than you ever realize. Just do the thing that you're struggling with, and then take immediate feedback when you make the attempt, learn from it, refine, do it again, do it again, do it again, as you continue to navigate through the challenging seas of your life. Okay, blessings upon you.
Thank you for joining us. If you want more in-depth knowledge and tools to aid your recovery journey, check out Gordon Bruin's book, Recovery Simplified. Gordon dives deeper into the complex mind, offering a comprehensive guide to the recovery process. To get your hands on this priceless resource, visit our website at gordonbruin.com, where you'll find more information about Recovery Simplified and how it can be a powerful companion toward healing and personal transformation.